This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've concluded the Old Testament now in our reading project of Read It Through in Two. What was anticipated in the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New Testament. The New Testament is built on the foundation of the Old Testament. To understand the Old Testament, you'll need to be familiar with the New Testament. Likewise, you'll have a limited understanding of what the New Testament declares without at least a familiarity of what is said in the Old Testament. We've looked at the law, history, poetry, and prophecy in the Old Testament. Each element adds truth that enlightens our understanding of other scriptures. I pointed out at the beginning of the prophetical books, you'll understand more of what the prophets say if you're familiar with their historical setting. The same was said about the poetical books. The experiences described are better understood if you know the bigger context. If you don't understand the foundational books of the law, you'll have a hard time understanding the rest of the story. It's like logic. The premise you start with determines what follows in any argument. Jesus declared in Matthew 5:17, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." The law and the prophets here refers to the whole Old Testament. Jesus fulfills all that was anticipated in the Old Testament. We have already read and studied the Gospels, as well as the book of Acts. Understanding what we have been exposed to thus far in the New Testament will help us as we begin to study the epistles, starting with the book of Romans.